This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that seeks out other podcast networks across the country wherever it goes. In this episode, Rusty interviews Bruce of the Long Island Podcast Network. This was recorded while we were at PodCamp New York.
This is Rusty, and I'm at PodCamp New York with Bruce from the Long Island Podcast Network. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, hi, Rusty. Thanks for having me on your interview. And the Long Island Podcast Network is basically, well, we started just targeting podcasters from Long Island as a repository to allow them to have us market them. Mm-hmm. But now we've expanded out to anywhere. Mm-hmm. But our reach is Long Island.
So how does that work? It's a Long Island Podcast Network, but you don't feature podcasts exclusively from Long Island?
Well, we started doing just podcasts from Long Island, mm-hmm. but now we decided to open up our network to the world. Mm-hmm. But our reach is basically from Long Island and the five boroughs in New York City.
Okay. What spurred the decision to expand outside of Long Island?
Well, a lot of people were asking me, you know, why did I just limit myself to Long Island? Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's a very good and common question. Mm-hmm. So I decided to accommodate everybody and keep the traffic in Long mm-hmm. Island if possible, although I would love to get traffic from all mm-hmm. over the world. But we just open ourselves up to any podcaster mm-hmm. from anywhere on the planet.
So is it exclusively a hosting service?
It's pretty much a hosting service, but, you know, it's also an automatic, you know, parsing service.
So you also, sort of like the Georgia Podcast Network, have both hosting and an aggregator in it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so with your aggregator, anybody can post. You aggregate from anywhere?
Yes. As long as we have the podcast as RSS mm-hmm. feed, we can automatically aggregate mm-hmm. their podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of podcast do you have on your site?
Oh, we have a couple of technology podcasts. We have the GeekCast, mm-hmm. TechnoGab. They're all based in Long Island. We have 24, if you're a 24 fan. That's Joe Philippe. Mm-hmm. He has about 5,000 subscribers, and he's from California. Mm-hmm. We have a cooking podcast, mm-hmm. restaurant reviews, some sports, high school and college sports. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a pro sports mm-hmm. podcaster, which we had one, but we lost him. He got out of podcasting. Mm-hmm. I do the Fresh Music series. We have a couple of original unsigned bands, all pod safe. They come to our website, they sign up the terms and conditions, and we can play them for at least a year. Mm-hmm. And we have other podcasts. People just have to go and take a look on the left side.
So what sort of community building efforts have you been involved in locally that the Long Island Podcast Network has helped? Has it helped sort of get people together in the area?
Well, being that the first podcast that we had was the Fresh Music series, mm-hmm. which was my show. Mm-hmm. It was basically geared towards getting unsigned bands the chance to become pod safe, educate them. Mm-hmm. I will also be talking on May 20th in Long Beach, mm-hmm. Long Island, which is the South Shore, mm-hmm. about how musicians can promote themselves through podcast networks. But basically, it was called the Fresh Music series. And what I decided to do was we now go out to, you know, bars and clubs, and we get Long Island Podcast Night. And we just book the bands. We book about 3 to 5 bands, you know, a couple of weekends, every couple of months.
And these are all exclusively local bands?
These are all local bands. Mm-hmm. And they just perform, and it's coordinated by me, so it's called Long Island Podcast Night. And then, of course, these groups go on to get more gigs through the same, you know, venue.
Have you got, say, any success stories about, oh, well, you know, X label heard something through the Long Island podcast, through the music podcast?
Not yet, but that would be nice if we did. As a matter of fact, there's a band in Hicksville, Long Island, called the X's. Now, Hicksville is close to where Eddie Money came from. The X's, they have been touring all over the country. There's also a band called the Mondays, and they've been getting some gigs as well through some of our efforts. Not exactly 100%, but they tell us that they've been heard. These bands have told me that they've gotten more exposure since being on the Long Island Podcast Network. But we're also helping the local podcasters get more exposure as well, and they're getting noticed. So that's what we're proud of.
What attracted you to podcasting at first?
I get this question a lot, and I tell the same story. Right before podcasting, probably around the summer of 2004 and that whole year, so summer 2005, I just wanted to become a radio DJ. I got this itch to become a DJ. I knew it was not as easy. It's not easy, you know, it's easier said than done. So right away, podcasting was becoming bigger. I joined Live 365. They were charging a lot of money to become a member. And I just didn't feel like, you know, I paid it for 1 year. And I didn't feel like he, you know, constantly paying Live 365 when it used to be free. I noticed that Live 365, they had their tab called Live Podcasts. I didn't know what it was. I figured it had something to do with an Apple iPod, but I ignored it. I really didn't care. And then I saw the book from Todd Cochran from Raw Voice, Intro to Podcasting, and I knew that this was going someplace. As soon as I saw a book in Barnes & Noble, I knew it was going.
So you did Live 365 for about a year. Did you ever get any gauge of how many listeners you had while you were on there?
I did, but what I didn't like about Live 365 is that you had to pay to get higher up. And if
they had a sort of tiered membership where...
They had a tiered membership, but still, the more you pay, the more they give to you, which to me is just not right. Mm-hmm. Podcasting levels the play field for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now that you have the Long Island Podcast Network, about how many listeners do you say you have on your music podcast?
About 17,000.
About 17,000, that's pretty good.
We've been up since December 2005, and we've just been promoting through bands, and then the bands tell their following that they're on our shows, and then, of course, we just get it through the bands.
Very cool.
Kind of cross-promotion.
How's the listenership been affected by putting more outside Long Island podcasts in your aggregated network?
You mean podcasts that are actually outside here? Well, people are always asking, you know, why are we just getting podcasters from the local area?
Yeah.
And, you know, one or two people ask that, you don't really pay attention. But when a lot of people ask, you know, we have a couple hundred people that ask me, you know, can you get us podcasts from all over the world? So, you know, you want to please your target market, your visitors or your subscribers. You don't want to tell them no. And if it's within your reach, there's no reason not to accommodate them.
Yeah. I guess, you know, my concern, like, say, for example, with the Georgia Podcast Network, if we started, you know, going and started listing national podcasts, listing podcasts from outside the state, our site was, the whole purpose of it was built to focus on state podcasts. And then...
Mine too.
You know, it's like, well, why not just go to iTunes, for example, if you're looking for national podcasts? Or, you know, that was sort of the uniqueness for us. And I guess what my question would be is, what's the uniqueness for the Long Island Podcast Network if there's also national podcasts listed?
It's a good question. Basically, our subscriber... Mm-hmm. Our subscriber base is what's coming from Long Island now at this point.
Yeah.
We don't have any plans to go outside of the area, although we do have subscribers from England, from Germany, from Asia, and we didn't even try.
Yeah.
So that just happens with the web.
Yeah.
With the internet, you always get subscribers from geographic areas that you don't intend or you don't dream of. So, but the main focus is Long Island residents, and you know, we have to accommodate everybody. You know, if they want podcasts from outside the area, we give them podcasts from outside the area.
So, out of that 17,000 subscribers to the music podcast, about how many would you say are in the Long Island, you know, boroughs area?
About 90%.
About 90%. Okay. Yeah.
Long Island has at least a million people.
Yeah.
So we haven't even begun. Yeah, we haven't begun to get to the tip of the iceberg yet.
Yeah. And I mean, like, city of Atlanta is about a million people, for example.
Oh yeah.
And then Metro Atlanta is about 5 million people.
Right.
So it's actually, range-wise, probably pretty similar.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I'm about out of questions here. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Tell me a little bit about how the Georgia Podcast Network updates their podcast. And...
Well, we have our own podcast that we post to our site, and it's through a system called Drupal, which is basically blogging software, except you can do a little more with it. I mean, it's a full-fledged content management system, but it works a lot like blog software does, most of the functions of it, and that's how we update the podcasts that are original to our site. We also have an aggregator built in that we can pull RSS feeds in and combine them all to you can subscribe to our affiliates feed and find out about, you know, what's new in any podcast in Georgia, basically. I mean, we've had just about everyone we've asked has wanted to be a part of it.
That's great.
I mean, you know, there's one or two here or there that haven't, but, you know, screw them anyway. So. So that's basically our two functions is we host original podcasts for ourselves, and we also try to provide as comprehensive a listing as possible of Georgia-focused podcasts.
That's great. What was the first podcast that you ever, distributed off the Georgia Podcast Network?
First podcast ever distributed was probably a drunken interview on our show, mostly ITP, which... if you're not from Atlanta, ITP is inside the perimeter. We have a highway that surrounds the city of Atlanta, and it's two very different cultures.
Oh, okay.
If you're inside the perimeter, you're inside that highway, and that's the city. And then if you're outside the perimeter, it's kind of a whole different world up there. It's the suburbs and the exurbs and the rural areas.
That's great.
And, so mostly ITP, we stick, as it suggests, mostly inside the perimeter. We were interested in your podcast or your podcast site because it's very similar in a lot of ways to what we're trying to do with our site.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I think there are going to be a lot more podcast networks that are geographically targeted. I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I tell people mm-hmm. when they ask me the question about why aren't you getting mm-hmm. podcasts from all over the world, mm-hmm. because first of all, if you're going to get podcasts in another language, it may or may not work mm-hmm. in that language, and it may not even make sense, mm-hmm. being that the podcasts are from another country is mm-hmm. in a different culture than the American culture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we can get podcasts from outside of Long Island, mm-hmm. but we usually don't go international. Mm-hmm. Though we did have a lot of requests from Australia
mm-hmm.
and New Zealand.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that southeastern, area of mm-hmm. the eastern hemisphere, mm-hmm. you know, we have, you know, Australia, you have New Zealand, getting all those, mm-hmm. getting podcasts from that area.
Yeah.
So, you know what, it's just, the web is the web,
mm-hmm.
and podcast obviously is distributed through the internet,
mm-hmm.
and you're always going to get, you know, requests mm-hmm. from people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is on the internet. It's a good thing. It's not a bad mm-hmm. thing. But sometimes, I guess, you have to, you know, I mean, we've had, we only have 27 podcasts, mm-hmm. but we've gotten requests from over 150 podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just, reasons that we just didn't accept them. We only mm-hmm. want the most quality podcasts that are going to pertain to people in the area,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
So, okay, these podcasts from outside the area, how would a podcast outside the really, maybe just give me an example of how a podcast outside the area would relate to someone in Long Island?
Well, first of all, if mm-hmm. it's a, you know, let's say that the New York Mets,
mm-hmm.
New York Yankees, I mean, all the sports teams, Jets, the Giants, the Rangers, let's say that the one thing we do is that we actually will contact podcasters in mm-hmm. an area of a championship game that's of a team that's opposing New York.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. When the Yankees were playing mm-hmm. the Detroit Tigers,
mm-hmm.
we actually contacted podcasters in Detroit. So we wanted to actually talk about... Yeah, it was a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if the Braves or the mm-hmm. Falcons get in there
mm-hmm.
and along with the New York team, we're going to call you.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it like a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not a sports fan myself, but mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, there are tons of sports podcasters, tons of sports fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a great podcast is whatever your team... If your team's getting into a championship, mm-hmm. Super Bowl, World Series, Stanley Cup, whatever it is, even just the pennant,
mm-hmm.
you know, wild card playoffs, whatever, you want to get some buzz going in both cities.
Yeah. It's been very, I've seen that happen a lot on blogs a lot, where they'll sort of write a post for the other blog.
Yeah.
And sort of, this is our perspective on you guys coming into our city, you know. And I've enjoyed that immensely because I am a sports fan and I read a lot of college football blogs and to a lesser degree baseball and a few other things. And I've always enjoyed those pieces. It's great to hear from the other side. And
yeah, it's a good thing.
We did a little bit of that. I've actually, just a couple times, we did a college football preview podcast, and I had a conference call with SEC podcasters from three different teams. And we did a series of two of those just to preview the season. And it was really neat because they kind of got into it some. And both of the calls were very different, and both in both cases very unique experiences based on how the people interplayed with each other. And it's always nice to get a fresh voice in there when you can.
Yeah, it is. It always is. You know what? You know, like I said in my session, you know, podcasts, you know, you want to link to other podcasters. You want to network with them. And when you do that, you get a whole new podcast, one that you probably never even thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing, you know. But, you know, I definitely want to do things with the Georgia Podcast Network. So,
future plans for the Long Island Podcast Network?
Right now, we're basically just, at this moment, we're just adding the podcast as we get them. We're always reviewing new podcast requests, new show, you know, requests. And right now we are basically, we have, you know, the Long Island Podcast Nights. We just got written up in Newsday, which is a major newspaper here. You know, and basically, you know, at this moment we're just running along with the services we have. And if a new service presents itself, the opportunity, and we'll, you know, plan it and add it when the time is right.
Where can people reach it on the web?
LIPodcastNetwork.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Rusty.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at GAPodcastNetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.